Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine. It is a beautiful sunshiny day in Florida, and I don't know where anybody else is across the world, but it is just a fabulous, wonderful, and crazy awesome day. You are listening to Bonnie Albers, and this show is the Bonnie Albers On Air Show. I'm your hostess with the mostest, and I want to say hello to Jerry and Candy and Chat. And everyone on the phone lines. I want to tell everyone how exciting this next couple weeks will be. I have new guests for you, and I have all kinds of different people with different specialties and gifts coming. And today, I have a fabulous, awesome astrology tarot reader. He is a YouTube sensation. He is straight from the UK, and I just love their accents. And Jerry, my Dumbledore, knows that. So I just love when I hear them speak. His name is Gregory Scott, and he will be in just a few minutes. But I do want to tell everybody what is going on in the life of Bonnie Albers on Air in the next few weeks, because I have all kinds of new beginnings that are happening on the show. First, I am going to have some shows that everybody wants to hear back from popular demand. I will be in New York. So thanks to Jerry and Candy, we are going to put these shows up for you. So some of my shows will be live and other ones will be for your listening pleasure again. And tomorrow and Friday will be really cool shows. I have Brian Rawls, the healer, all about Atlantis on tomorrow. And that will be a show that was super on demand. Friday is wrap up your week with me. You'll be listening to one of my wrap up weeks. And I am so excited. Now, I am also going to tell you the following week what our schedule is going to be, because I won't be talking to you live until Monday. Monday is going to be me and Susan Z. She will be on. Our shows are limited for this rest of the month, but she will be on at 1 o'clock, and we are going to have an hour show of everything Akashic. So please tune in to that. Then Tuesday, Jerry and Candy, my angel healer and my Dumbledore, my master teacher of everything you can imagine, will be putting on a show for you, because I will be traveling back home. They are going to be live. So please give them a wonderful, warm, and happy welcome. And please tune in on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. We are also going to go into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I have some really brand new special kinds of talents coming in. Well, I have Wednesday, I have Celia. She is with John of God. Now, we all know John of God. He's the healer. I think it's in Brazil or Peru. I can't remember where he is because I don't have it right in front of me. But he never leaves that country. He doesn't give interviews. And all he does is heal. And he is amazing. People travel all over. And I have his assistant with us to tell you all about the John of God tours and what he does. On Thursday, I've got Melody Harris. She is a flower therapy medicine. She wrote a book on healing with flowers. It's going to be coming out very shortly. And she tells us how flowers and the use of Indian blooms and plants and indigenous flowers to where you are helps with balance and to balance out your system, and why she's doing this seasonally. She's given several interviews on other stations, and she's a really cool lady. So she's coming in Thursday. I've never interviewed her. She's never been on Blog Talk. We are excited to have Melody Harris. I think her website, if you want to look it up, is Soul Plants. I'll give Candy the list of who it is, because I'm just now making the schedule, and you can check her out. But it's plant healing, so you can go into it. And then I've got and then Friday, of course, is wrap up your week with me. And so that will be a great show, because I so miss when I am not on. So today, again, we have Gregory Scott. He will be here in just a few minutes. You know, I'm going to ask Jerry in chat. He said he's going to be here at 6 o'clock your time. So I'm assuming that's 1 o'clock my time. He's going right to the time schedule. So I see a lot of people on, and I'm not picking Gregory up yet, but let me take a look and see. I'm going to put Candy on. And hey, Candy, can you ask Jerry is it 6 o'clock his time right now? Because Gregory is coming on.
Well, yes, it should be. If it's 1 o'clock your time, they're 5 o'clock ahead of you.
Okay.
Or 5 hours ahead, so it should be 6.
Let me see if he's on. I think this is him. So just give me a second. Let me see. Gregory?
Yeah.
Ah, that's you. Okay.
I'm here.
Thank you. Yay! Oh, my goodness. Usually I see your
I'm getting
name,
worried,
though.
I was like, oh, no, they're talking about me. They don't know I'm here. I've been listening for 7 minutes.
You have? Well, I got to tell you something. You would have been on 7 minutes ago, and I didn't see you. So I've got to tell everyone, I know you had a reading right up until now, and I am so excited that you're on. Last time you were on, you brought a really cool element to the show, and that's the North and South Node. That's. Can you explain the North and South Node after you tell everybody what you do, how they can find you?
That was really fun to do. Well, I'm an astrologer. Like you said, I live in the UK. I'm not originally from the UK, so my accent might be a little bit off for the English people listening. But I work as an astrologer, and if you put in someone's birth chart, you get, you know, where all their planets are. So you see where the sun is and Mercury and Mars and stuff. But you also have these things called the south node and the north node of the moon. And it has to do with how the moon travels across, you know, around the planet, and there's certain places where they always hit. And the south node shows me where that person has come from on a soul level. So last time I was on, we had a really fun thing where we looked at people's past lives, and it's really great to do. And then the north node shows me what they're trying to achieve on a soul level in this lifetime. So you've got two things really that I look at. You've got the life purpose in terms of work. A lot of people are really interested to find out what they're supposed to be doing with their life, you know, when it comes to jobs and stuff. And then you've also got the soul purpose, which is what you want to achieve on a spiritual level.
I love that.
Some people, yeah, I love it too. So for some people, it's the same. You know, some people, although very few and far between, are here to be accountants, and that's it. On a work level and soul level, that's all they're supposed to do. But for a lot of people, you know, they have a thing they should be doing work-wise, or whether it's to take on a position of leadership or to be a performer or a healer or something like that. And then sometimes the soul purpose is different. So it's interesting because not everyone is their job, and, you know, some people do identify through their job, but it gives me a very kind of clear picture of what your personal point is for being here.
I love that. It is amazing because that's what people, you know, really want to know. I know that we have a short show today because I know you're limited in time. So usually I bring a subject. I'm going to just bring the subject real quick. I want you to think about it, Gregory, and then say a few words on it before we actually go to the callers because I took up 10 minutes of your time. But I've got to ask you. All, you know, the really cool thing is we're doing the North and South Node, and we're going to bring this to people because it was so popular, which is interesting because Mercury's going retrograde at the end of the month, redoing, looking backwards. Any comments on Mercury retrograde coming up?
Yeah, it's happening 4 times this year. It's not that great. The first time it happened this year was in January, so from the 5th to the 25th of January. This time it's from the 28th of April to the 22nd of May. And we've got another one at the end of August and then at the end of December. So I think, let me just double check what this one in April is going to be. Mercury is going to be, I think it's in Taurus. Let me check. What did you say?
I said, I think it's in Taurus. It's an earth sign.
It is in Taurus. So Mercury in Taurus isn't that thrilled anyway, because Mercury is about communication and it's about ideas. And Taurus is the bull. So the bull is heavy and it's slow and it's schlepping its way along. You know, it's very, very, very slow. And so Mercury is a little bit frustrated. So things kind of come to a standstill anyway. But then with Mercury going retrograde as well, on top of that, in the seventh house of relationships, the Mercury retrograde could mean, potentially, that communication between people, especially, well, it doesn't need to be romantic, but in romantic relationships and all other sorts of relationships as well, colleagues and family and everything, communication could be a little bit labored and slow. So you might have to put a bit more work into it.
Wow.
I don't like Mercury retrograde because it rules my... I'm a Virgo, so yeah. Mercury's my ruler. So when it goes retrograde, I'm just like, oh, no, it's a mess.
Oh, well, I'll remember to call you on a Mercury retrograde, Greg.
Yeah, yeah, make sure you do.
Yeah, I will. Make sure you're okay.
I won't pick up, but, you know.
But you know what? It is really crazy because I don't know if we looked at this or you looked at it, and maybe it doesn't mean anything. But one, yeah. Why do you think it's coming four times? And is it all in Earth signs this year, or it's just random?
Well, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's four. It just depends on how it falls. It just so happens that this year we're getting four of them. But this year, 2016, it's nine. It's the end of a cycle. So I think, you know, at the end of the cycle, you usually pack in lots of things to just kind of, you know, get things done, to box them off. And these Mercury retrogrades, I know we always joke about them that they're such a pain and it's you know, it's difficult and stuff, but they do actually force you to change things, you know. So if you can't communicate with people properly, you have to find a different way of getting your point across. And often it's a great kind of prompt to open new doors or to look at doing things differently. And most of us need that because otherwise we just get stuck in the same old routine and we just do things over and over again. And, you know, that isn't the way life is. We have to kind of adapt and grow along with things. And Mercury just kind of forces you to do that.
Oh, so I think that's interesting. Gregory. I didn't think about that.
It's not just there to torture us, you know. I mean, it's a pain, but it happens three times a year. So you've got to try and look at the positives that you can get out of it because, I mean, for me personally, the last Mercury retrograde was really just a killer. And I had these electric appliances that were just, like, exploding and my website crashed and I was just like, what's going on? But out of that, I got some good new ways of doing things, you know. So it's just kind of bracing yourself, I guess. For the change. But this
for the inevitable.
One is in Taurus. Yeah, for the inevitable. This one is in Taurus, you're right. In January, I'm just interested. In January, it was in Capricorn, so that's Earth. You're right about that. Then in August, it's in Virgo. So again, Earth. And then at the end of the year, it's in Capricorn again. So it is three times in these earth signs, and earth signs are all about the practical world, the physical world. So these Mercury retrogrades expect a lot of change to your physical, real world, practical circumstances, you know.
Well, isn't that
interesting? Like I just said, websites, what are they called? Utilities, like electrical things,
yeah.
Contract, phones, computers, all of that stuff.
Well, I'm hoping we get mm-hmm. some, you know, every time I'm the same way. I hope the Earth, I'm not quite, I think they always have that, and I always think of electronics as air. But, you know, the thing is that there's always, I know with Lauren, every time there's a Mercury retrograde, her computer totally shuts down. We don't know why or how, but it totally shuts down. And I know with me, the shows all start getting hinky. So, and meaning I can't get on chat, I can't do this, I can't put the show up. So I know that for me, Mercury retrograde is all about that communication, you're right. And I think if I have to learn anything about that, like you say, we learn from it, is that I need to learn how to adapt better to electronics. So I still haven't done that. I haven't learned my lesson. And, you know, hey, they just keep hitting me over the head with it. But I think it's really interesting that it's in Earth signs, all of them. It's just amazing that we have to look at this. But I got to tell you something. What I just find fascinating is that the communication is just, we're looking at new communications all the time. Computers changing, phones changing, and all that. Maybe like we are supposed to go back to actually communicating face to face. Maybe we've gotten so far in the electronic age that we could be like, I see us sitting there like the Borg and being plugged in and really never having human experience. So maybe that's why this year is going to be about being grounded and actually having some human experiences. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, I agree. When you were saying that, it reminds me that a couple of weeks ago, they launched this artificial intelligence thing on Twitter, and they created this yeah, like an artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And within a day, it had become like this monster. And they had to take it down because it had all these terrible views and opinions. And it's interesting because I don't know why it made me think of that. It's like, yeah, let's focus more on real, you know, human connections instead of all this technology stuff all the time. I like my iPhone. I like all the latest gadgets and stuff. I think they really help me. But we do sometimes just kind of get caught up in it.
I absolutely
like you and your iPad that keeps going off.
Thank you so much. That's grounded too. But I have to tell you that I think maybe that's what it's telling us. Like when we met face to face, maybe it's going to be about meeting face to face, not just using electronic components. And I think people don't get that. So I know in New York, before we get to the phone lines, 256, I'm going to pick you up in just a second. But what I really love is in New York, they give you now 20% off your bill if you check your iPhone or phone, smartphone at the door. Now, many people won't do that. They refuse to give up their phone.
What do you mean check it at the door?
Well, you can't. You have to give it to them.
Oh, why do they do that?
Because they don't want you to be texting, you know, and people eat in a fine restaurant. You ever go in a restaurant, see people texting, and they're not talking to each other? So what they said is, if we can bring back, it's really weird because in New York they're doing this. I mean, not every restaurant, but what it is, and I don't know that they physically take your phone. They're asking you to turn your phone off. So what people react to when you hit them with their pocketbook. So what they're saying is, If you're coming to our restaurant, we want you to physically interact. We don't want you to be on your cell phone talking to people, texting people, and we want that physical human interaction in the restaurant. And they're offering 20% off. I think that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
I do. That's great.
Yeah, so anyway, I am going to get to the phone line since we are limited on your time because you limited this time. But 256, you next time you're coming on for 120 minutes, Gregory. 256, you're on with Gregory, our Tarot and Astro Master. Hi.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. How are you all?
Hi, Kimberly.
Do you want to know about your north and south node, what you're here for and what you came with? Okay, go for it.
What's your date of birth, Kimberly?
My date of birth is November 5th,
1970.
Yes.
And do you know the time?
7:05 p.m.
And where were you born?
A city named Talladega. That's T-A-L-L-A.
T-A-L-L-A.
D-E-G-A. And that's
Talladega.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Talladega Nights. That was a movie.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I spelled that right. What? Okay, so Kimberly, your south node is in Leo in the third house. Okay? So in a past life, you were a public speaker of some sort, and I think you were actually like a traveling salesperson or something like that. Or like someone who went from town to town and who kind of put on performances. That's what I get for you. So you should, in this lifetime, if you ever get into a position where you have to do public speaking or where you have to kind of convince people to do something, you can really draw on your past life experience because you've got a lot of experience doing that, and you'll be able to stand in front of people and talk and entertain. And I think what you're trying to do in this lifetime is you're trying to facilitate information that's genuinely going to help people. So I think the past life was about giving you the ability to just kind of get up there and stand in the limelight, in the spotlight, and not kind of fall over from fear. But this time around, it's about actually having a message to share with people that's going to be of service to other people.
Wow.
So it's not so much about you, it's about what it is you're sharing. You've also got a midheaven, which is in Pisces, so you've got a very kind of humanitarian kind of set up here where you're really wanting to be of service and where you're trying to communicate some sort of emotionally healing message to other people.
So how do you feel about that?
Oh yeah, he's right on.
What the astrology here then is saying is every opportunity you've got to kind of put yourself out there and to speak to people and to share your message, take it, because you're totally on the right track. This is what you're meant to be doing, and you have a lot of good stuff to share with people that's going to help them.
Okay.
Wow. That's good to know.
That's pretty full on.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else, Gregory, that you want to tell her about this lifetime? Like, what? I love that she came to work, especially sharing with people, and I love that. It is humanitarian and so cool.
Yeah. What I'd be interested, Kimberly, in knowing is what you actually do for work.
Right now, I am a biology school teacher, so I teach teenagers. Biology,
oh, wow.
But I teach them more about biology I also teach them life skills.
No, but that's great. So you're standing in front of people. It's not about you. You're literally just facilitating the information. And, you know, the other thing that Aquarius rules is science, things like biology. So that's amazing.
Yeah,
so if you're adding life skills into that, you are literally ticking all the boxes of what you're supposed to be doing work-wise, and I imagine that you're really, really fulfilled in that job. Do you like it?
I like standing in front of the students, talking with them. I don't like the bureaucratic politics of education.
Right.
I'd rather have no restraint in doing what I'm doing, but I have restraints right now.
Well, if you ever get, you know, if you want to ever branch out and continue to just do the stuff you enjoy, if you can get up and teach, you'd be very good at teaching people about kind of things like science, but also anything spiritual, like metaphysics. If you're a student of that kind of thing, you can really stand up and teach people about spirituality, the law of attraction, anything like that. And then you could focus on, you know, doing the actual teaching and giving them the information rather than the red tape that's associated with schools and stuff.
Okay.
But I bet those kids are super grateful to have you, and I'm certain that you make a huge difference in their lives. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. I've got to tell you something, though, and this is not even to add to anything because I can't, but what I'm going to say is politics never have anything to do in science. So you are doing what you really should be doing. And politics is just part of life, unfortunately, in anything
right.
We go into. So I hope that
yeah,
I hope
and God
you
bless you for being a school teacher, because I couldn't deal with that. God.
Yes, we need you. You're welcome. You are welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, I just love that. I mean, you know, and you were one, excuse me. So 773.
I know.
And you could do anything, Gregory. 773, you are on with the North and South Node Expert. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
who
good.
Are you speaking with?
Annie.
Hi, Annie. Would you like to know from Gregory what you're here for and what you came with or what
yes.
you were? Okay, go for it, Gregory. I know this show's all about you, buddy.
What's your date of birth, Annie?
12/4/1963.
4th of December, 63.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what time?
2:07 in the afternoon.
2:07 in the afternoon. And where were you born?
Rochester, New York.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know my girlfriend, Marianne? She was born there, too.
Oh. I don't know her, but yeah.
By the way, can I just say that it's great that both you and the previous caller have your time of birth, but you don't even need the time of birth for this to work. You can even do it if you don't have the time of birth, just so people listening know. Okay,
okay.
So Annie, your south node of the moon is in Cancer in your fourth house. So you're coming from a place, you know, past life place of really being the nurturer and really being, oh, actually, I'm sorry, I'm doing it wrong. Your south node of the moon is in Capricorn in your 10th. Okay, so where you're coming from is someone who's worked really, really hard, like someone who was not in a position of power, someone who really kind of just worked and worked and worked. And I actually feel like you were like a farmer in somewhere like in the Mediterranean, like I'm getting the south of Spain or something like that, where you really had to work and just work the land. And it was a really tough and kind of thankless job.
Okay.
And this lifetime, you've got your north node in Cancer in the fourth house. And really what you're trying to do in this lifetime is to be someone who nurtures. So you can fulfill that role in a number of ways. You can either do that as being a mother, you know, being the head of a family, having children and looking after them that way. But you can also do it through work. So in careers, anything where you nurture people, either physically or emotionally. So you will make an excellent chef. I don't know if you can cook or not, but if you put your mind to it, you could really be an excellent chef. You could also do something like being a nurse or a counselor or a psychic even, and anything to do with real estate and the home, you would be very good at as well, kind of providing people with a home to live. You'd make a great hotel manager. I don't know if they have bed and breakfast in America, but you could do that very well.
Okay.
So it's really this lifetime is about nurturing and taking care of other people and not having to work, kind of grafting yourself to the bone, but being in a more comfortable position where you love and you care about people.
Okay.
Wow. What do you do?
You know, right now I'm in between jobs and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do.
What did
Great,
you do before? Yeah.
What?
I said, good, just have a child. That's your job.
There you go. Get old for that, but I can see how that would work. No, I used to work in non-for-profit management.
Well, there you go.
Non-for-profit management. Okay, so taking care of people.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, non-for-profit is a great thing.
Are you specific on what kind of work you're applying for?
No, not yet.
Do you know what you'd like to do?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, this south node that you've got in Capricorn, you know what it's like to work hard, okay? So I imagine, Annie, that you've got an amazing work ethic, that when you do actually work and you are employed, that you give 100%, that you work, that you're super, super dedicated. And the great thing is that you have that past life experience with you. You also have a midheaven, which is in Capricorn, which means that you can pretty much excel in any kind of working institution that you get into. So you worked in not-for-profit in the past. If you work in a company or in some sort of institution like a hospital or a school or something like that, you're going to be in a position where your work ethic is recognized, where you do very well, and it's very likely that you kind of work your way up the ladder because people like you, people like working with you because you're dedicated and you're not work shy. And you genuinely put a lot of effort in. So I would suggest that you don't go the self-employed route. I would suggest that you get a job where you have some experience and where you're working with other people so that you can progress and thrive. And I think that if you got to a position of some sort of seniority where you had people working under you, that would be ideal for you.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay. Sounds good.
It gives you a direction. Oh, my goodness. And Capricorns, all they do is work. All they do is work.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then obviously try and match it with what you're trying to achieve in this lifetime to take care of people. So what I mentioned to you earlier is that, you know, any nurturing profession, either through physically or emotionally, you'd be good at. So maybe choose a hotel, like the hotel industry to work in, or realtors, kind of estate agents. Possibly even anything to do with the medical field. Anything
yeah,
like
know,
that
okay.
where... No, I'm sorry? Hello?
You can... I'm listening to her.
Oh.
But when you said medical field, you know, all I could see, Gregory, really crazy, is, you know, now they have these, they're called memory care places. They almost look like hotels. And they, you know, with for the elderly with memory care, actually it's not even, people in their 50s are there. And I know they have a memory care, all I see is this memory care place that we have here. And when I walked in to visit somebody's father, they have music playing in the lobby and they had wine. I'm thinking to myself, wow, I want to sign up in case I don't have any memory care. But it looked like a hotel, Gregory. And that... And that's and that is medical and hotel kind of like. So
that's nice.
Well, Annie, there you go. Yeah. Listen to Bonnie.
Well, I'm Gregory, who just brought up the medical, because all I kept seeing was memory care. So take a look at where you are. I know that with like I said, they keep saying memory care, memory care, memory care. So take a look in your area and see what's around. But the one that looks like a hotel and that serves wine and plays music, that's the one you want.
Oh, you're the best. That's wonderful.
Thank you. All right, I am going to move on, but let us know what happens,
isn't,
okay?
Isn't drinking wine really bad if you've got a bad memory already?
Well, listen, at least you're having fun. I was so shocked. I walked in. They were playing. This place looks like the Hilton Hotel. Big, huge.
Wow.
And the people had walkers and all kinds of things. They were sitting and they were playing the piano. And my goodness, I looked and thought, wow, do they have to pay for wine? Because, you know, memory care is expensive. And they were filling the whole thing up. Then they didn't. They asked me if I don't drink, but they asked me if I wanted one. And I'm thinking, wow, if I drank wine, this would be every night they come down around 4 or 5 o'clock. It's just it's just craziness. And I love that because at least they're happy. So, hey, look into it, okay?
I will do that.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, Gregory, I wanted to sign up and say, hey, when I need memory care, will you have a room for me? Just think, you know, it was just so wonderful. I loved it. Anyway, I am moving. Don't worry, 719. I am going to get to you, but first I'm going to get to 586. 586, you are on with Gregory. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Gregory. This is Teresa.
Hi.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are warm and fuzzy. I don't know why I said that. It must be the wine. Thank you.
Thinking of the wine.
Yes. How would you like to know what your north and south node is?
I would love to know that information.
Okay,
it is May 22nd, 1963.
Okay. What time?
Around 11:30 in the morning.
Okay. And where?
Detroit, Michigan.
You're a Michigana.
What's that?
That's a Michigana.
What's Michigana?
Well, Meshuggah, I got to tell you, in Hebrew, Meshuggah is like funny, crazy. But Michigan, they're Meshuggahs, I always said. I love Michigan because they're the sweetest people. I mean, my daughter, she interviewed at Royal Oaks, Michigan, and she said, Mom, if I could have gone there, because it was such a great hospital, I would have, because she really needs to be in it. If it was a university after its name, she would have took it. But she said that the people in Michigan were so sweet, she never met people that were nicer. And you have Dr. Pohl in Michigan, too. So he's the veterinary.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you're a Michigana. All right, go ahead, Greg.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Teresa, like the last person, you've got your same thing. You've got the south node in Capricorn and your north node is in Cancer. But your south node is in Capricorn in your fifth house. And I actually get that in a past life, you were somewhere like Romania or something, and you had a hugely devastating romantic relationship that ended very badly. So maybe look into that. Maybe do a past life regression or something, because I think it was very tragic and very dramatic. And I think if you do a past life regression to go back to that, you might get some answers around why some of your relationships haven't worked and why you have issues with trusting people. I think it might stem from that. Okay.
Wow.
So have a look into that. Your north node is in Cancer in the 11th, and that's all about, in your case, because it's in the 11th house, it's really about allowing yourself to open up and to love the people around you. That's what you're trying to kind of recover, because I think you've been burned very badly in the past, and I think you've really, you sometimes feel very closed off from other people, and you feel like that these people are going to hurt me if I let them see the real me. Does that ring a bell, or am I totally off?
I don't.
That's totally off.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a little bit off because I've been more sassy. If it was me, it was more me in the past.
Okay, it would have been you in the past. Okay, well, that's great. If you feel like you're sassy and you're with people and you've got a thriving social life and you're allowing yourself to be open and to love people and to have all different types of experience, that's what your north node is asking you to do. And if you're already doing that, then you're on track. So
I think I'm just starting to do that. I'm just starting to open up to that right now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So keep doing that. Keep growing in that direction. If whenever there's a question of, okay, do I let this person into my life? Do I open up more? Or do I just play it safe and put the wall up? Then your north node is always urging you to open up to people, to have different experiences, and to just kind of see what's in store for you rather than just kind of hold things tight and to try and protect yourself. Because good things for you in your life are going to come through other people. And the trick for you is to kind of reserve judgment and to allow yourself to trust. That doesn't mean you have to go to a prison and say these are all wonderful people. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. You can still use common sense. But the general trend has to be that, you know, I'm not going to just block things off and be totally have the walls up. It's about trusting and allowing yourself to be caring and affectionate for people.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. Thank you. Because I am coming out of that cycle, so it's nice to have some encouragement to keep going that way. Because I have been reserved in the past and have really just kind of stuck to myself and done my studies.
Wow.
But now I feel like I really just want to reach out and start embracing more of life.
Good.
That's exactly what you told her.
Yeah, do a past life regression. I mean, there's free ones on YouTube, and see what that past life thing was, because I think it's very, like, it's a really romantic, tragic story. And if you can go back into that and really just re-experience it, it'll answer a lot of your questions why that's happened. And also, it'll be super interesting for you to just go back there and see what actually happened, because I think it's you're carrying a lot of that stuff with you. Because I also, and stop me if I'm delving too deeply here, I really sometimes think that you have a very fragmented sense of self, and that sometimes you feel amazing and strong and like you could conquer the world, and then other times you have zero self-belief. And I think if you look back into that kind of past life, you'll get a lot of answers and you'll get more balance, and it's not these huge highs and these major lows. Okay?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah, so
that
look
makes
into
sense.
That.
That's
that
amazing.
Okay, good.
That is amazing. Thank you. Yes.
Can I ask a question? I mean, that is so amazing, Gregory. I love the North and South Node. That's why I never want you to change, even though, you know, I love hearing this. Even, you know, I'm just amazed when I hear and people go, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got to ask you a question. Why do they keep telling me pets, pets, pets? Do you have pets?
I do. I've got two.
Okay. Because that's where I think you're, that's where I think you're coming out of what Gregory was just telling you you were working on. But I think your pets have been your mainstay before them. So
you are
just
correct.
So I love you. I need to move on. But I want to tell you that Michigana or not, I absolutely love Michigan. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gregory, you are just amazing.
Yeah.
I love this. I want to hear all about me all the time. You can keep telling me about my North and South Node, but I do, you don't have to really do it right now, but we do have, and I know you keep telling me, but you know, I belong in that memory care with the wine and everything.
Yeah, because we did it, didn't we? I told you what your South and North is. Have you forgotten again?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like this. This is what I feel like. We're on our 52nd date. You know the movie 52 Dates, 51 Dates, where every night I never remember?
Oh, yeah, so, I did watch that with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that was a great film.
Okay, 719.
No, you just need to lay off the wine.
What's funny is I only wish I drank it. So here is seven, especially in the last day, 719, you are on with Gregory, and I'm dying to hear your north and, or living to hear your north and south node. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello. Yes, I absolutely am curious to know my north and south nodes. And let's
okay,
see, I think,
what's your date of birth?
February 7th, 1959 at 12:33.
Okay, hang on. You're too quick for me. 7th of February 59 at what time?
12:33 at noon, so it'd actually be p.m., just right past the noon hour. And it's in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, you lucky thing. I wish I was born in Honolulu. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Or Atlantis, okay, whichever came first.
Atlantis. Actually, it was the territory of Hawaii. I'm actually 6 months older than the state of Hawaii, so it was actually the territory back then.
Okay.
Remember, she's an Aquarius.
Well,
I'll meet you there. You know, the thing is with Aquarius is they know everything, Gregory, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you are an Aquarius, and you were born during a new moon, okay? So you're not just an Aquarius. The new moon was pulling in this Aquarius energy. So you're like an Aquarius on steroids, okay? You're like super Aquarius because the new moon is when the moon is totally black and it pulls all this energy in. It's like new beginnings. Bonnie, you should know this. I think in Judaism, the new moon is very important, isn't it?
Oh, you know what? Yes, of course. You can ask. Well, you can ask. Actually, ask the Aquarius you have on right now. She knows everything about everything, especially even Judaism. So yes,
okay.
Yes. So
well,
it's
it'll
amazing.
Mean something to you then, if you know about it.
Yeah. Thank
you,
Gregory.
Were born during
I'm
this
so glad. I want it. Maybe I was too.
Oh, are we back to Bonnie?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah. You can get you because we only have 12 minutes for you. So please go ahead because I'm dying to hear or living to hear what Kelly is
so,
here for.
Kelly, your south node is in Aries in the 11th. And in a past life, I actually think that you were, I think in your most recent past life, that you were a little girl, and I'm sorry, but this is a bit of a serious one. I think you were very, I don't think you made it past the age of 10. And I think you came down to really teach your family about what it is to love and to be a part of a family unit and to care for a sick child. And I don't think you stayed around very long in that lifetime.
Okay.
Which is pretty dark. I'm sorry for that. But I think really what that taught you is really, that we only have a limited amount of time, that if you do want to do something with your life, it's important that you stop quibbling over it and that you make excuses and then you just get on with it and do it and that you actually take charge of your life and make it happen. And I think you feel that in this lifetime, and I think it's as a result of that past lifetime. So it's if you're interested in, you know, living in the now and kind of getting things done and you have hopes and dreams that you want to realize and achieve, I think you're the ideal person to achieve those things because you realize that the clock is ticking. And I think you're one of these people that actually hears that ticking all the time. I mean, I've met a couple of people in my life who've had that, and they've been so successful because they know that every day matters and every day counts. Now, that's your south node. Your north node is in Libra in the 5th. And what you want to discover and what you want to find is true love, very simply. Uh-huh. It's very important for you in this lifetime to meet someone like a soulmate, to experience what real love is like, because obviously in that past life you didn't have that. You want to experience what it is to share yourself with another human being and just to have a loving, positive, harmonious relationship. So if you don't have that yet, this, because you have a North Node in Libra in your fifth, it means that you definitely will have it. It may mean that it's a little bit delayed and that you may have some, you know, you have to kiss a frog or two before you get to that great relationship. But with a North Node, it's something that you're always striving towards. So even if you just kind of go live under a rock somewhere, eventually you will want this relationship to happen. And with that kind of dedication, it means that you bring it about. So you will have that great love in your life.
Wow.
I have a curiosity question. Is that because I think I probably had that with my husband. It's like who died. Because we were very, I don't know, soulmate-ish, I guess. It's like numerology.
Yeah, but you're still
right.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry you lost your husband, and I just want to express that. But this North Node is about you, and as long as you're alive, you have that desire to share yourself and to have that real love. So whether you've had it or not, you will always be looking for that.
Yes, that's
and
her.
Whether you take a break, whether you feel like it, whether you take a break from it or not, it will come back eventually, and you'll find that. As long as you're looking for it, you will find that and manifest it in your life. So you're not done yet.
Okay.
You know, that is so you, Kelly. I can't even believe you're always asking me, is this guy thinks he's my next boyfriend? And, you know,
I have always
told you when the kids were grown, there was going to be your next love, because you're not meant to be by yourself on this earth plane
for
the rest of your life.
No, you're not. Absolutely
that,
not.
Is so cool. Do you see anything else in there?
Can I ask a question real quick? Is there any of the degrees? Do you have like what degrees they are in Aries? I mean, it was Aries 11th house and Libra in the 5th house. Do you know what degrees they were in Aries?
Yeah, 16 degrees. 16 degrees.
Okay. In Aries and Libra both?
Yep, because they are exactly 180 degrees apart. So South Node is 16 degrees in Aries in your 11th. North Node is 16 degrees Libra in your 5th.
Cool. Okay.
Does that mean anything
to you? Why do you ask about the degrees?
I know it can make a difference, I think it's, 29 degrees, so that it puts it about right smack dab in the middle, doesn't it?
Yeah. Each house is 30 degrees. The way I look at it is the first couple of degrees and the last couple of degrees in a house are critical, and that's when the energy is strongest. And I think the middle ones are usually somewhat problematic. But what I do is I look at the numerology with this and I add them up. So 1 and 6 is 7, and 7 is about mind and creativity, which really fits with what we're looking at here, because your mind is always going to actively create this perfect relationship that you're looking for. And I think even subconsciously, if you take a break from that and you say, I'm not interested, sooner or later it'll come back. And I used the word manifest earlier. And that's what you do with your mind. You manifest this into reality, so that there's no chance on earth that you're going to be single for the rest of your life. It's just not going to happen.
Okay.
I love that. Kel, get your boots off, get a pretty pair of sandals on, take the babushka off your head, and put a little lipstick on. There you go.
That sounds like a plan. Do you see any cash coming in, or because I've been told blessings are going to rain, so I'm like going, when are they going to start raining from the sky? I'd like to know now.
Well, I have to ask Bonnie permission, because if I want to look at cash, then I have to look at something totally different. I have to look at your transits to see what's coming up in the future, and I just want to know if Bonnie wants me to do that.
Do you think, Gregory, I know that you have to be somewhere and we have 6 minutes. Can you do that real quick? Because I'm not going to take another caller. You and I will be talking if not. So, yes, please look.
So, is there money coming up? Let's see. I think the biggest luck factor, actually, that you're going to have over the next couple of months until August 2017 is the romance side of things. And I think if there are any blessings coming into your life, they're going to be more along the romantic front rather than the money side of things.
Okay.
So, you know, Kelly, that means get to work and sell the chickens. Well, don't sell the chickens, but you can eat the eggs from the chickens. See, she just got chickens, Gregory. She's got like a big farm going on there. And, you know, she likes organic things, and she, you know, makes things and all of that kind of stuff. And I think this is, she's real earthbound. I feel like the reason she does is because she's real earthbound. Does she have any earth in her chart at all?
Yeah, her Pluto is in Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn is in Capricorn. Mars is in Taurus. Pot of Fortune is in Taurus. Black Moon Lilith is in Taurus. There's a lot of earth here.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's Mother Earth. That's exactly, even though I knew that. I knew that. So.
I couldn't write that fast.
So I don't
that fast.
You,
I caught Mars and Taurus out of that.
Yeah, you've got Mars and Taurus. So I don't see, when did they tell you you were going to get loads of money coming in?
Theoretically, it's something that I'm kind of involved in recently, and it's supposed to be in the next, I don't know, week to 3 weeks, something like that.
In the next week to 3 weeks, you're supposed to get some money in. Let's have a look. What's the date today? The 6th of April, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
I don't see any money coming in.
Yeah. You know what, Kelly? When they said that raining down from the skies, I don't think it was just about money. I think they were thinking of good fortune. So, like your chickens, your all kinds of things. It doesn't mean just money. I know who you're talking about. And I think that they meant, like, all good blessings. That doesn't mean money, okay? That
means
blessings. I didn't do it, Gregory. She's talking about someone else she had a reading from. But I know they said that there's all big good blessings raining down from the sky. Kelly's taking that as money. Actually,
yeah,
good
that doesn't always mean money, does it?
Yeah, yeah, Kelly. That doesn't always mean. But, hey, if you get some, I
God,
I'd
you're
like to share
so
that.
Greedy. They just care about money all the time. Money.
it's probably mostly because it takes, I mean, it takes money to buy chicken food. It's going to take money to buy
it
a chicken cow. It's going to take money to,
it
you know,
does.
I'm like, either that
it
or
does.
I got to have money to buy the land to grow the food, you know, something like that. It's like somewhere along the way some gas is going to be
involved. I think you know how to make the money. I think you need to get rid of the things that you still have that are taking your money,
right.
And that's a storage unit. You know, I've told you that. And I really believe that the goat thing has to be solved. So you're going to have, I'm not going to say you're going to win the lottery because I'm going to win it, but I'm going to tell you that you're going to have more than you think if you just go through that list. So good luck because you know that. Okay?
Yep.
You're going to be okay.
Well, just ask Bonnie for a loan. She's rolling in cash.
Oh, yeah. After my son just
I'd ask
did
for
a number
numbers.
On our cash. Yeah. I do give you numbers.
You're
going to
win the lottery,
but
I'll ask you for numbers so I can buy the same ticket as you do. So.
Uh-huh. I wish I bought a ticket. All right. Thank you, Kelly. You got some great answers. You are totally Mother Earth, girlfriend, with a super new moon in an air sign. Wow. So and you had too much of a reading. I need that reading. So anyway, I wish you could see. I just muted Kelly. We have a minute and 53 seconds. Gregory, can you please tell everybody you are a YouTube sensation? I just watched your YouTube on cancer, and I love it. So please tell everybody. And, you know, you get into such depth. Everybody, let me do it, Gregory, and then I'll let you do it. But Gregory.
Okay.
Scott on YouTube. You can go on Astro Tarot and put Gregory Scott's name. You can get to see Gregory. Really? And he's super talented and connected. So, Gregory, you do this for a living and you do readings and Astro's charts. Please tell everyone how to get a hold of you.
I do this for a living. My website is gregoryscott.com. You can order your reading on there. And I've got a new booking system there, so you can automatically book yourself in so that you can choose the date and the time, and then we connect. I look at the North Node and the South Node like I did today, but that's just one of the things I look at. I look at your entire chart. I look at what's coming up in future. I give you information on life purpose, money, what's coming up for you in future, what your strengths are, what you need to work on, all of those things. And I, like Bonnie said, I do the monthly forecasts on YouTube. just type in Gregory Scott Astrology, or type in, you know, if you're a Cancer, just type in Cancer April or Virgo April, and you'll see the monthly forecast. That's going to be for all Virgos or all Cancers or all Aquarians, and I give you a general forecast. The birth chart, the personal readings are always going to be more accurate because it takes your day and the time of birth into account, and I can really zoom in on a lot of these things that particularly pertain to you specifically. And it's a great skill, and it's a great tool to have to look at these things. So if you do want a private reading with me, please visit the website. It's gregoryscott.com. Like I said, you can order the reading there. And yeah, I look forward to connecting with you.
Oh, I love it, Gregory. We are officially off the air. I am hoping that you are going to be very much in our show a whole lot so that we can discuss what's going on in astrology, north and south nodes, all kind of interesting. And so don't be a stranger. I know you're going to be coming on real soon. So thank you for being here. You are wonderful. I adore talking to you, and you make a difference in this world. So thank you, Gregory.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
The Battle of Trafalgar. Deck by deck, hour by hour, experience the drama as it unfolds on one of the world's most famous warships, HMS Victory. New colors, new journey, new experience. See Victory as you've never seen her before. Book now at historicdockyard.co.uk. One ticket gets you access to all of our fantastic family attractions. Portsmouth Historic Dockyard.